I'd gotten fairly well settled over there at Central. I was then beginning to be established as a fairly good teacher. And with all the training that I had behind me, somehow the principal and the and his staff, his counseling staff, began to shuttle the college-bound students. You see, in the days of segregation, they had several schools here for white people, high schools, one school for Negroes. That's the reason why it was called Central. Negroes from all across the county, all across the city and the county, came to Central.
Mm-hmm.
Came to that one Negro school, and therefore it was called Central High. And we had a school, a high school that was composed of all levels. We took the fast track and the slow learners all under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
And we became rather specialized in how to handle, without getting confused among ourselves, how to handle brilliant people and dumb folks under the same building.
Right.
And we did pretty well at it. And I found by 1948, when you had referenced
right.
1948, I had, by that time, sort of become a fixture over there at Central. And they were beginning to show the top track through my class in civics and government.
Mm-hmm.
And I was beginning to be sort of recognized as a fixture around town.